It's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, Huggy, everything's kosher.
Come join us.
Huggy Lowdown.
Hello, Huggy.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
Sorry.
A little slow on you. How are you, black seat fillers for the 2013 Oscars filling this morning? Did y'all happen to see the Oscars last night?
Yes, sir.
And none of the people from my bootleg movies won a damn thing. No, Romney, I just knew Isaiah Washington would win for best actor in the movie Flight. Yeah, he played in my car, but nope.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, he played Denzel part-time. You didn't know that in my movie. One Washington, Isaiah Denzel. But no, Isaiah Denzel lost to Daniel Day-Lewis in the movie Lincoln, which I didn't see because I took it back to the bootlegger after watching it for 15 minutes and not seeing one Continental. Oh, wait. Please tell me y'all saw a cute little 9-year-old Quivisione. Is that how I say her name, Sybil?
Quivisione. Yeah, you got it.
I need Rosetta Stone to pronounce that right there. From Beast of the South, I just knew her and Denzel would bring the Oscar home for Black History Month.
No, yeah. Oh, man.
You know? Hey, did y'all realize Denzel is 58 and Quivisione is 9? That's like the age difference between Morgan Freeman and his girlfriend, granddaughter. I mean, the closest we got to winning an Oscar is Quentin Tarantino winning for Django. I knew Spike Lee fell out of his damn hot chair when they called Tarantino's name. Somebody need to check his crib this morning because he cried himself to sleep. He was like, Tarantino, I'll go yourself. Tom Silver J, all this talk about the Oscars, I forgot to tell y'all, I flew out to L.A. yesterday and watched the Oscars from my hotel room.
What?
Now.
What?
And I still had better seats than Seal. Shoot, the First Lady had better seats than Seal. Jay, did you see the winner for Best Cleavage?
Winner for Best Cleavage?
Who you think it was, Halle Berry or Heidi Klum? Well, Heidi Klum, them Golden Globes deserve a SAG award. Did you see them movies? Them movies was droopy. They look like they were saying, yeah, I'm just me, man. Sybil, I need to cross out one of these things on my bucket list.
What's that?
Flying direct. Yeah, from D.C. to L.A. Jay, have you ever heard of Spargo's?
Yes.
I drove past it. Check. I get all the way to L.A. I check myself into a half-a-star hotel. I call it a half-star hotel because the only star I saw was George Wallace. Can you believe that? Who knew? Ask him. I get all the way to L.A. and run into this mofo looking like an unregistered sex offender. I didn't even know it was him at first, but it ain't too many mofos that'll wear a Kango in a suit. I mean, there's only three. There's LL Cool J, Samuel Jackson, and George Wallace. Who knew?
Who knew?
Who knew it was that bison head bama? That mofo messed up my Instagram. Jay, George Wallace has more faces than a police lineup. Jay, there's so many white women out here. They need to change this Tinsel Town into Tiger Town. Even the flight attendants on my flight, all white. Heidi and Gretchen. Or should I say 2 and 3 on my bucket list? At the same damn time. Hey, Sybil, put John Travolta hair on my list for this week. He's going on my contenders list.
Bama.
You see his hair?
I did.
He looked like a smelly cat. And put E down there for San Octavia Spencer's Viola Davis at the pre-Oscar show.
Yeah, you're right.